104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:06. We're going to top out at 93 today. Little warm, lot windy. 68 right now. It's going to cool off tomorrow. 64 for the high. High tomorrow, colder than it is right now.
And pull out the winter coats.
80% chance of rain,
yeah.
Which is good.
Yes.
That's a very, 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 very good thing. A couple of different things we've been talking about this morning. One is, can men and women be friends? It's possible.
I believe they can.
But also very, very difficult to do. The other thing, both of which you can vote on in polls at our website, hot1047.com, is to dunk or not to dunk your Oreo in milk.
To dunk.
Not to dunk.
To dunk, I say.
You ruin the dunk.
No.
When we started talking about this yesterday, I got a few texts. I saved them for today.
Okay.
One was from Jocelyn. It said, shut up, Andy. Mel is right.
I like her.
Another one said, yeah, Mel, you're ruining it. No milk.
Mm-mm.
You're ruining the Oreo. It's already perfect.
No, 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 no.
Yeah.
It's perfection when you dunk it, says Nate, my friend CJ as well.
Nate said Oreo milk is the best. It doesn't get much better than that.
Agreed.
He said a much better use of an Oreo is an Oreo ball.
Ooh.
Yes, my wife makes those at Christmas time.
So good.
Crushed Oreos, cream cheese, balled up and covered in almond bark.
Oh,
they're so good.
It's heaven.
That is the best way to eat an Oreo.
Heaven in your mouth.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, do you dunk or don't you dunk?
Dunk.
Don't dunk. Don't dunk.
Are you kidding me? Dunk it.
Don't dunk.
Do it.
Let's see here. Mike is on the phone. How are you, Mike?
Good. Hey, Dunkin' Oreos is a waste.
It is. Thank you, Mike.
They fall apart in this. You know what else is really good, though? I'd like take, and when I go to a fast food place, I grab a whole handful of fries, shove them in your mouth, and you take a ketchup packet, pour the ketchup packet in your mouth. Why waste it onto the foil?
You have you have a big mouth.
And a very high respect level for ketchup.
That's the best. I love ketchup packets. I'm even so bad, I'll take a Ziploc bag and I'll pour some in there at home, and then I cut the corner off and squirt it in my mouth.
Oh my gosh, that's
it's
so
awesome.
Gross.
You're
no,
obsessed.
It's so good.
No.
So, good
so you were the little kid who a French fry was not food, it was just a ketchup delivery device.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you got to have ketchup on French fries. But then they're dunking them in there, then you get them on your fingers and stuff, and I'm like, come on, that's so such a waste.
I agree there. It sucks getting it on your fingers.
That's funny, Mike. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, bye.
But, yeah, I love French fries. I don't think I love them as much as Mike does.
Or ketchup.
No.
I'm not a huge ketchup person. I mean, I like it every once in a while, but...
Well, I eat ketchup, but it's not...
It's not like my children, you know, where they have to use, like...
Yeah.
The delivery system is the French fry.
Yeah.
When they were younger, it was way worse.
Oh, yeah.
Not as bad now.
Tom's on the phone. How are you, Tom?
Hey, not too bad. Oreos, graham crackers, vanilla wafers all get put in a bowl, poured milk over, and eaten like cereal.
I have never done that, but I feel like, first of all, that's not on my diet. And second of all, yum.
That does sound good. I'm not a big Oreo dunker, but to put them in a bowl...
Yeah.
I can't dunk them in a glass because it gets all messy.
Yeah. And you ruin the milk.
I totally love that idea.
That is a great idea.
You put them in the bowl, you cover them, you soak them, and then you get like this chocolatey goodness in your mouth every bite, and then you got chocolate milk when you're done.
I love it.
See, I don't like the afterward milk in cereal.
Yeah, and I dunk graham crackers in milk, too. I love that. It's one of my favorite growing up snacks. Is dunking
graham
crackers.
See, I don't like
graham
crackers in milk at all.
Oh, gosh, I love that,
because they're so mushy and...
They're delicious.
I don't like sloppy, as much as I love pulled pork sandwiches and stuff, sloppy, gross-looking food, and graham crackers when they're soggy and floppy after being dunked in milk.
They do look a little gross.
I can't do it. It looks like there's something wrong with them.
Put them in a bowl, soak them, eat them with a spoon. You don't have to worry about getting dirty.
I like that idea, though.
And I'm not even a neat freak, which is really weird.
You know what? It sounds like a breakup food. That's what it sounds like right there.
It does.
Well, then you got to touch your other poll question, because I agree with you guys. It's rare. I think if you've got two people that are friends, I think it can cause relationship problems if it's not done right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's probably most likely, I bet you in most cases, it's probably the person, if you do get a breakup or a divorce, it is probably the person that you go to.
Yeah.
Yep.
Happens a lot. You still there, Tom?
Yeah, what was that?
I said it happens a lot, definitely. Hey,
oh, yeah.
Thanks for the call, Tom. You have a good one.
You bet.
Have a good one. Bye.
I wonder how many calories that would be. And how long I'd have to work out to burn all of those calories after eating that goodness.
Probably the rest of the day would be my guess.
Nonstop exercise afterwards. Oh, man.
Please go vote in the poll on our website, hot1047.com. Do you like dunking Oreos in milk? So far, 83% say yes.
Ha!
I am part of the vast minority that doesn't. I saw we also got a tweet from Monkey.
What'd she say?
There are people who don't dunk Oreos? Blasphemy.
Right.
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
As for the other poll this morning, can men and women just be friends? Or be just friends? So far, 60% say yes. 60.1% basically.
Okay.
Say yes. 39.3% say no. So, go vote on the polls at hot1047.com. Also, I just posted the 9/11 tribute. If you missed it earlier, I forgot to hit publish. It's published now.
Okay.
At hot1047.com. You can listen to it there as well.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
824, Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. The internet quote of the day is...
May your fantasy football team take your mind off your real-life job, finances, sex life, weight gain, and alcohol problem.
A couple of things we've been talking about this morning. Can men and women be friends, just friends? And is dunking your Oreos a good idea or not?
The best idea ever.
Not a good idea.
Best idea ever.
Not really. taking your calls, texts, emails, 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Back-to-back texts here say, no dunking Oreos. Next text, yes, you dunk them. It's an impossible question to answer. We'll give you the updated poll results here in just a second. Let's see here. Sarah is on the phone. How are you, Sarah?
How are you guys?
Good.
I just want to say thanks for doing the 9/11 tribute. It's a very important day in history, and I think that, you know, someone needed to do it, and I was a little surprised not to see it on all the news stuff.
Yeah, well,
a lot of the news we're doing.
Some stuff. It's just, I mean, it's, I don't know. At some level, it's also time to move on.
Right.
You know, it needs to be remembered. But
a very important day in history for me. It's the day that I quit college and joined the service.
Was it? Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? I considered that. After that happened,
wow!
My dad was a Marine during Vietnam. My grandfather served in World War II. I considered it after 9/11, but I also knew I was incredibly overweight, and they probably wouldn't take me with a bad knee and bad back.
No, probably not.
So that kind of made the decision for me a little bit too.
But no, I just wanted to say a big thank you for you guys doing that. And a quick thing on your poll, Mel, you're right. Oreos need to be dunked in milk.
Amen, sister.
They just have to be. And then men and women being friends, you guys are right. It's rare. It can happen, but it can cause some problems.
Big problems.
It can. I mean, so, with me and my best friend,
and it only works because my husband knows him very well.
Yeah, and that's the only way it can work.
So important.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you for the call, Sarah.
Thank you.
Bye bye. I saw this story last night, and it just made me go, "Oh God, I am not looking forward to my daughter becoming a teenager."
Me neither.
Last week, a 13-year-old girl in Texas decided she was going to go meet the 12-year-old boy from Kentucky that she'd met online playing Call of Duty Black Ops.
What?
Yeah. So she stole her brother's car and started driving 900 miles. She's 13. He's 12.
Oh, what?
Yeah. By the time police tracked her down, she'd made it 800 miles to Nashville.
Wow.
She didn't end up meeting her internet boyfriend, and it looks like she won't be hit with any charges either, but yeah.
How is she not getting charged for driving while she's not old enough without
a
license?
Serious charges, I guess, but maybe she'll get a ticket for driving without a license. I don't know, but she's not stealing. She's not getting driving without a license or... For stealing the debit, she stole a debit card too, and because you gotta have gas to drive 900 miles there and back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is she not?
That's crazy. Let's see here. Andrew's on the phone. How are you, Andrew?
Good. First off, I'd like to say God bless to everyone, to all the 3,000 victims who passed away today. And with the Oreo story, sorry, Andy.
Oh, you're going against me here, huh?
Yep, I'm right on this. I'm sorry.
I got to tell you, when you dunk that Oreo, you got to have the milk.
It's just delicious.
Well, you got to have milk with Oreos. You just don't have to dunk them.
You do, too.
You need milk to drink afterwards.
Do you guys still play the drinking game?
Yes, Andy is losing.
I have an idea.
Dunking?
Yeah, you have to drink milk that's been dunked from an Oreo if you have to drink.
Oh.
I don't know if that's been you too, but I thought it'd be a good idea.
Especially since Andy doesn't like it, that'd be even better.
The thing is, it's not like it would gross me out, like forcing me to eat broccoli. That would be bad.
Oh, wait a second.
But I don't care. It's a texture thing. I don't like my milk to have chunks in it.
I totally want to make you eat broccoli.
That's not happening.
Come on.
And with the friendship deal, I understand the percentage, but you got to have a cutoff point where you're their friend or if you're in a relationship with them.
Yeah.
There has to be a cutoff.
And there has to be like a conversation, you know.
Very true.
Where it's like, okay, this is how it is. I'm not interested in you that way. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And then you'll find out if they're actually your friend or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Andrew.
Yep.
Bye-bye. 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. You can vote on both of those polls, the Oreos and the Just Friends. Hitting refresh on the Just Friends poll. And I'm waiting. There it goes. Still 60-40.
I completely think that they can be.
Just friends.
I just think you have to be really careful about it.
As for the Oreo poll, it's not going nearly as well my way.
It's because your way sucks.
81.8% to 18.2%.
Oh.
Yes, dunk your Oreos is winning by a landslide.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the dirt, Mel?
Miley Cyrus being accused of getting in a fight over the weekend. I've got that story coming up in the dirt.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 844, topping out at 93 today. If you're nervous about flying, you probably don't want to know this, but the other passengers on your flight are trying to kill you.
What?
According to researchers at the University of Illinois and Union College, 40% of passengers on a plane leave their phones on during takeoff and landing, even though the flight attendants tell them to turn them off.
Oh.
That means on the average flight, which has 78 passengers, 31 of them leave their phone on.
Wow.
7% of passengers, 5 or 6 people on the average flight, leave their phone's Wi-Fi on and risk interfering with communications while the phone searches for a connection. Because if your Wi-Fi's on, it's always looking.
Right.
Like if you're traveling and you got the Wi-Fi on your phone, it's always hunting. So it's also sucking battery.
Yeah, I was just going to say, does that suck the battery
too? Oh, yeah. Powering that antenna.
I'm wondering if I should not have Wi-Fi on my phone. You know, like turn it on just because of the battery.
I turn it on when I need it. That's the only time I turn on Wi-Fi. Like when I come to work, I turn it on because I use
data. So you turn it on when you get here?
Yeah. And if I don't, no big deal.
Right.
You know? But if I'm going to be actively on the internet with my phone, I turn the Wi-Fi on when I actively need it.
Got it.
7% of passengers, 5 or 6 on the average flight. Oh, I just said that. 2% of passengers, 1 or 2 people on the average flight, continue to use their phone when they're not supposed to.
Wow. I can't believe there's that many. I'm like such a rule follower when it comes to that stuff, though. Like, I mean, I put my phone in airplane mode because it has that option.
Yeah, but that's what I usually do, too.
But when I didn't have that option available on my phone.
Oh, they've had them forever. You did have the option.
Not on my BlackBerry?
Yeah, there was a way of doing it, I'm sure. It just probably wasn't called airplane mode.
I don't recall that. But
like turn off all antennas or my last dumb phone had something like that where it was like turn off all communications or something like that.
But I remember like when we went last year to Orlando, I mean, we put it in airplane mode and then I was able to watch a movie on there.
What do you suppose the odds are that everyone on your flight turns off their phones?
Bad. That everybody on the flight turns. I mean, it would be like, I don't know. I don't know what the odds would be. 1,000 to 1.
Oh, no. One in one quadrillion.
Holy moly.
That's like the next step up from trillion.
Yeah.
That's a one in 17 zeros.
Baffled.
So that's the odds that people have shut. At least I think that means go to airplane mode, not shut it completely off. Because nobody shuts them completely off.
No.
Because it takes forever for them to come back on when you are allowed to use them in airplane mode. Because I watched a movie on the same flight you did.
Yeah.
And played Angry Birds and
yeah.
Solitaire.
Listen to music.
Yeah. So, yeah, one in a quadrillion chance that everyone on the flight has shut off their phone the way they're supposed to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
Yeah. Let's see. Rachel is on the phone. We've been talking about a couple different things, whether or not to dunk Oreos, and then also can men and women be friends. I got a great email I'm going to read here coming up in a little bit. It's very funny. Rachel's on the phone. How are you, Rachel?
Doing all right.
So, can men and women be friends?
I think they can, but I think it's easier for girls to be friends with guys than it is for...
Guys to be friends with girls, yeah.
That's true.
My husband had what he thought was a friend for a very, very long time. And when I was pregnant with my daughter, he comes home one day and he goes, I got to show you something. And he shows me a whole bunch of text messages, and it's completely one-sided from this friend that was a girl. And I was totally fine with it. But they weren't normal text messages. They were very explicit.
Oh.
So she was trying to get him to be naughty.
Yes. She was trying to get him to be something more. And so I said, hey, why don't you invite her over and don't tell her I'm going to be home? And he goes, why? And I said, because I'm going to settle this right now. And he goes, okay.
Oh, boy.
And so he invites her over, and I stayed in the bedroom with our daughter. And then they went outside to our garage to have a cigarette. And I texted Joey and told him to come inside and take care of our daughter, and I was going to go out there and set her straight. And... the look on her face when I walked out into the garage.
Oh, I'm sure.
Priceless. And she was dressed like a little hobag.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's the middle of winter. Aren't you cold? And she goes, no. And I'm like, let me tell you something here, you little hussy. I'm like, my husband loves me more than anything in this world, and his daughter and I are always going to win. So I suggest you get your little hoe bag, but out the door and never text my husband again. And she just looked at me and I'm like, I'm serious. You don't get up, I will haul you out. This is my house. And she got up and scurried out so fast and we never heard from her again.
Wow. That is awesome.
Way to handle that.
I mean,
usually, you know, your husband should have handled it, but I like the fact that you were able to just take care of it.
Yeah, and I'm really glad my husband just out front told me.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, we hate making girls cry.
Yeah. Right.
I love it. And that was fun.
Girls love making girls cry, so we'll let you do it. That's awesome. Thanks for the call, Rachel.
Yep, have a good day.
You bet. Bye.
Bye.
I got the best email about the Oreo thing I could have possibly got. That's coming up next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:58, up to 93 today. I got a fantastic email. Let me pull it up here. From Maggie. She said, as an EMT and paramedic student, I was thrilled to hear you include EMS in your discussion of 9/11. We EMS personnel get regularly called the... I don't know how to rephrase that to make it cleaner, so let's just say... Don't get called nice things.
Okay.
Of medicine. So we appreciate the recognition. While I was typing this email to thank you, the Oreo talk started, and I went from being filled with patriotism and gratitude to uncontrollable rage and sadness. The only acceptable undunked Oreo is this.
If it's undunked,
frosting side of double stuffed Oreo with a peanut butter cup sandwiched between the Oreos, dipped in chocolate. That's right, chocolate covered peanut butter cup Oreo sandwiches. As a paramedic in training, this is the only acceptable alternative to dunking. Any other way means the terrorists win.
Holy moly!
Thank you for the email,
so
Maggie.
It's
that was funny.
Dunk or eat that.
Or, well, and technically, it's still a dunked Oreo.
Yeah, it's dunked in chocolate.
With that does sound good though. Peanut butter cup in between the two sides of a double stuffed. Oh,
I love that frosting in between the middle of the Oreo.
Yeah.
It's the best thing ever.
So 30 years ago this month, a computer science professor in Pittsburgh used an emoticon for the first time.
Really?
It was a sideways smiley face made with a colon, a hyphen, and a parenthesis. And obviously it caught on. Most people leave the hyphen out. They just use the colon and the parentheses, or they use the semicolon and do a wink.
Mm-hmm. I like winky face.
Obviously it's caught on and they're everywhere. Now, 30 years later, he says he hates how they've evolved into those yellow computer graphic faces, and he thinks they're ugly.
What? Really?
I know. This is a big blow to you.
Why does he think they're ugly, though?
He has every right to. He invented it.
Okay.
He invented the emoticon.
He's awesome. I'm glad he invented it. But only glad that he invented it for those who write it or type it the right way.
By the way, he did start his smiley face with the parentheses.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
He wrote it the wrong way?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
I just knew that would get you all fired up. That's all.
I was going to say.
Hot 104.7.com.